So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher here. Thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is, of course, the show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. In today's show, I want to talk about how to prep right now. Interesting stuff. This is not a prepper show, of course. It's a show for business owners and investors, and we talk about wealth strategies. But a very, very important part of wealth strategies and an overall holistic wealth strategy is insurance and taking care of insurance in case of a worst-case scenario. That's where I would put this prepping survivalist part in. Now, I got an email from a community member saying, MC, I started to realize what is going on. I've really woken up listening to your show and other shows and doing my own research and seeing that we are headed for very troubling times. And I feel like I'm way behind everyone else. What can I do right now? So I thought there might be a lot of people in a similar situation. So I just wanted to make a short video just of what I would do if I had to start from scratch right now, what I would have in place as in case of a worst case scenario. Because we talk the whole time within our community and on the shows about how you should prepare for anything and everything, for the unexpected. And if nothing does, you were prepared to take care of yourself, your family, your business, and your investments. So as far as, how do I prep now? How do I position myself for a worst case scenario? What is a worst case scenario? Think about that. Supply chains, that's a massive theme, obviously, a narrative that we talked about. Supply chains, inflation, price of food's going to go up, and everything else that you need. And then, of course, the grid might go down like it did in Texas in 2021. So there, you could brainstorm or certain things that could happen. There might be a hack on the banking system, which means the majority of the world will shut down because it runs on the SWIFT payment system. And of course, most people don't have cash to buy goods and services. So what are they going to use? Most businesses aren't in a position to transact with cash. Large part of the business is just with their debit card and credit cards. So anyway, so you might have those situations, right? You might have a situation where there's a massive supply chain breakdown. You cannot find the stuff that you would need or the food that you normally buy. There's also inflation. Food might become very, very expensive. There's certain things that you can get. And if you can get them, they're very, very expensive. There might be power outages, grids going down. There might be cyber hacks, whether it's banks or other critical infrastructure, which happened in 2021 again, too, right? So what are some of the things that you could do right now to position yourself and your family and your business and your investments? Well, there's a couple of things. So the first thing that I would say is home. You start in your home, right? You look at, okay, we're in our house. If something happens, power grid goes down, supply chain, heavy inflation, there's certain societal breakdowns happening, whether it's chaos in an election year, you name it. It's home defense. So taking care of what you need to take care of in order to protect your home and to defend your home. So I would say that that's probably where you need to start. And there's a lot of things that, that you can look into, whether it's firearms, whether it's weapons, whether it's home security systems, whether it's home alarm systems, and so forth. There's many videos online to talk about home defense too, things that you can do. I'm not an expert in it. I consume a lot of that content as well. So that would be the first thing to make sure that you and your family is physically safe. So that would be the first thing. So the second thing that I would take a look at is, now that your home is secure, you are physically protected. Well, you need some food, right? You need some food. That would be the big thing. So you need emergency food. I would have make sure that I have at least some food in the house for 3 weeks minimum, 6 weeks, and then you can have some freeze-dried emergency food for 6 months to a year. But just canned food, things that you can buy. You know, right now, I wouldn't go nuts to and run to a supermarket and stock up on on mountains of canned food. I would just, every time that I go out, and I still do that, I just add a couple of cans of tuna, cans of chicken, cans of beans, and so forth, so that I have that. So food is number two. Water. Want to have some water. A lot of folks will have access to a well where they live, but what if you are reliant on municipality water? So you want to have things that you can use to generate clean water, whether it be water filters, have a water filtration system, and so forth in place. Just get some extra water too. There's services that you can buy water from that can deliver it, a couple of gallons. But yeah, I would definitely have something that I could use to filter water. Then of course, power. Many things that you can do, whether it be generators, whether it be solar generators, whether it be portable generators, just have something in your house that if there's a power outage that you could generate power with. So if you have a home defense, you have food, you have water, you have power, then you're headed in the right direction, right? And then it ties into the next part of it is medicine. Whether it be supplements, whether it be medicine that you might need, whether it be things that you might need for hygiene. Again, you don't have to go out and stock up with carts of this. Just throw in some extra things the next time that you go out. So that's a very important thing, right? Very important thing. If you have prescription drugs, which falls under medicine, I would probably get 2 or 3 months of them and just have it in place, because you might be in a situation through supply chain disruptions that you can't get access to the medicine that you need to get access to. And for some folks, it's critical. So absolutely want to do that. Absolutely. And those are the things that I would recommend folks have now. And then, of course, the most important thing, save the best for last, is community. Have conversations with other folks, whether it be friends in the same area and so forth. Make sure that they have some things in place as well. Community is the most important thing. So yeah, so the first thing is defense, home defense, protecting your home. Figure out what you need to do to protect and defend your home so that you're physically protected, you and your family. Otherwise, nothing else really matters if you can't physically protect yourself, right? And then, of course, I would have food. I would have food that I can access, and then emergency food. And then, of course, I would have water filtration systems, things that I could use to generate clean water to live from, and then power. Solar generators, whatever you think is necessary. Portable generators. And then, of course, medicine. Big, very important part is medicine. Everything that you need from a hygiene or from a medicinal standpoint. If you have prescription drugs, I would get some extra. And those are, this is very, very basic. And again, I think if you have those things down, you should be in a good spot, at least for a couple of weeks. Which of course then it leads to bigger problems, but I wouldn't freak out. I talked to a lot of folks. A lot of people do panic a little bit. They feel like, oh, I don't have anything in place. What can I do right now? They're getting a little bit panicking. Don't panic. These things can be very, very easily set into place probably within the next month. And if you do that, this is insurance. I look the same way at this as I would look at paying, you know, car insurance. Hopefully I never, ever use it. Hopefully I never, ever use any of these. But if worse comes to worse and a scenario arrives where you do need to use these things or need it, then you have it. So hope this makes sense. It was very basic. Again, I'm not the expert on it. There's many other experts that you can find online to deep dive into it. I just wanted to share with you some quick thoughts, my best thinking and insights at this given point in time with regards to this, because it keeps coming up. It keeps coming up. And I think that a lot of people, I start seeing it now over social media too, where people ask, are you prepared? Do you and your family have a preparedness plan? Do you have emergency food supplies? Like that kind of stuff. I start seeing it come up. So it seems to be a theme at the moment, because I'm getting folks that are asking me questions about it, and I start seeing it out online. I wanted to make a video and just give you my thoughts. Everything Cashflow Ninja in our Cashflow Ninja universe is at cashflowninja.com. Over 820 episodes, tools, resources, programs, everything at cashflowninja.com. And don't forget to grab a copy of my book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches. It's available on Amazon or cashflowninja.com/21niches. You can screenshot a copy of your receipt, send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we'll give you access to the bonus goodies, which include a digital version of the book, an audio version of the book, a curated library where I post the interviews that I did with the Cashflow Ninjas talking about the niches, so you don't have to listen to 820 episodes, and much, much more. cashflowninja.com/21niches or on Amazon. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for 2 decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.